I remember reading an article on this site when McLean and Dickey Insurance renovated its new building, the old A&P on King Street, for energy efficiency, finally. A company willing to go first and be a role model. I'd always felt insurance would be the first industry to start the hard work on climate change. They put in double glazed windows and spray foam insulation. Anyone staring nervously at an ice dam right now knows the value of good insulation. Next, they added a high-efficiency HVAC system, LED lighting and tankless water heaters to cut their carbon footprint. You're excused for not getting all hot and bothered by HVAC, but no other industry is as drastically affected by climate change than property insurance. Danielle Teasy, one of the owners of McLean and Dickey, told me 2024 was the most expensive in Canadian history for weather-related events. One insurance company took 24,000 claims in a day. The insurance industry is reacting to our new weather. Yes, much has been policy change and additional and nuanced water coverages, but they're also researching climate breakdown, advocating for change and funding solutions. Teasy says while the general public is aware of climate change, and we know it's causing Western wildfires, we don't realize insurance is a global market. Wildfires across the continent and wind storms overseas affect everyone's rates. It feels crass to discuss cost in context with the future of our planet, but few listen when I talk about the plight of eastern meadowlarks. The insurance industry is going first. Aviva, a British multinational company, pledged 4 years ago to be a net-zero carbon emissions company by 2040. It wants its offices to be powered 100% by renewable energy. It has also taken the bold step to drop carbon-invested business clients. It has pledged to stop underwriting for companies making more than 5% revenue from coal, unless they sign up to the Science-Based Targets Initiative. The Insurance Bureau of Canada is advocating both for the federal government to end building on floodplains and for provincial and municipal governments to strengthen their land use planning rules. Intact is Canada's largest property insurance company. It started the Intact Centre on Climate Adaptation, a research centre at the University of Waterloo. One of its key roles, besides flood and fire mitigation and encouraging home retrofits, is promoting the use of wetlands and forests to manage floodwater and temperature. It advocates for wetland protection because allowing them to remain undisturbed is the cheapest way we can mitigate climate change. The more natural space in and around our cities, the better our land reacts to severe storms by reabsorbing floodwater. Do you know you have a local organization that has been doing exactly this, protecting natural spaces? For the past 30 years, I work for the Couchiching Conservancy, and we help protect wetlands and forests right here, where you live. Since taking this job last summer, aside from the hundreds of passionate and dedicated supporters we have, I've come to realize most people haven't heard of the Couchiching Conservancy, have heard of us but only associate us with hiking trails, or think we play music. I have talked to many who are worried about climate change, and others who are not but who are losing sleep over snow on their roofs and water in their basements. These are, in fact, the same fear. People feel overwhelmed and helpless. They don't know how to create change or protect their homes. The Couchiching Conservancy helps protect natural places. The more we retain, the better Orillia can handle severe storms. We are one of the most effective land trusts in the province, with 58 local properties protected forever. If you are worried about climate change, or your home in the next rain or windstorm, I urge you to become a member of or make a donation to an organization that is our best chance at staying above water. Meg Whitten, formerly of Bounce Radio, now works in conservation at the Couchiching Conservancy. This column looks at how climate change is affecting our area and what we can do about it. If you have a story about how climate change has affected your organization or business, please email Meg at nature@couchconservancy.ca.